It's Mark and Walt in the morning, Sunny 101.9, as we continue on this Wednesday morning. I'm Walt Lidula, and I'm joined on the line right now by Tara Loss-McKinney, who is Promotions and Events Coordinator with the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. Good morning.
Good morning.
The word came out from the DDA that you're looking at summertime events and plans with those. Of course, it's the COVID pandemic, and everything is somewhat still fluid, but you are moving ahead with plans for some events. Tell us a little bit about what you have in the works.
Sure. Well, our soonest upcoming event is going to be in April. It's going to be Restaurant Week. We're hoping by then that the restaurants will be open at a little bit bigger capacity by then, hopefully at 50%. But even if not, we are still going forward with that because you can do dine-in, and we're strongly encouraging takeout for that. And we've been doing Restaurant Week for years and years now, and it's a big hit with locals and people who are traveling to the area. So we're really excited to be able to continue to offer that to everybody. And then further on into the summer, we're looking at Music on 3rd. We're going to forego the date for June and really focus on a little bit later in the summer, so July, August, and September. Those are always held on the third Thursday of the month from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. All up and down 3rd Street. So we're looking forward to that, and we're really hoping that we're able to really spread everybody out, put the musicians in a place where they're able to be distanced from all of the different people that are going to come by, and also leave room for everybody to walk by on the sidewalk there. Now, we want to make sure we're definitely giving a lot of room for people to spread out. We always want to encourage that. We want to keep encouraging people to wear masks if they're in close contact with other people, and to frequently wash their hands or sanitize their hands.
One of the big events that I know you mentioned that you're looking at continuing this summer is Blueberry Festival. Now, that's a pretty big event, but I understand you might have a few changes in the works with it for it happening. And then when were you planning on having it?
Sure. Well, we definitely are planning on having Blueberry Fest, and it's going to be on Friday, July 30th this year. So it's always the last Friday in July. We are making some changes because, as we saw last year, there were a lot of limits on capacity as far as large-scale events and things like that. So we've decided that we're going to scale things way back for Blueberry Fest, and we are going to not have outside vendors. So we're just going to focus on downtown businesses this year. It's been really a tough year this last year for our downtown businesses, so we want to put as much focus on them and kind of celebrate them and how much we enjoy having them downtown. So really put the focus there, and that also gives us the opportunity to really spread out and, give people plenty of room to move around, to distance, and so that will hopefully help with the crowds a little bit.
So some of those things that traditionally have happened, like outdoor vendors, some food vendors, maybe even the music and things like that, they're on hold for this year, but you're encouraging folks to come down to downtown Marquette and check out and support the businesses because they'll be doing all kinds of different specials and deals.
That's right. Some folks might remember many years back we did something called Crazy Days, so it's going to look a lot more like that, where it was really a focus on sidewalk sales and highlighting things in the downtown itself.
So as you look at these events, what are you guys at the DDA looking at? I mean, obviously you're working within the guidelines that are given to you, but like as you're talking with folks in the DDA, businesses, individuals and everything, what sort of things are you hearing? Are they saying that, let's give it a go and see what happens? Is there a general positive attitude? Is there a wait and see attitude? What's prevailing amongst you?
Well, the attitude itself overall is generally positive. People are looking forward to events, especially things that are taking place outdoors. We've gotten a lot more feedback from people saying like, oh, we're really comfortable with things happening outdoors where we don't have to, be inside in close quarters with other people where we can really spread out, and feel a lot more comfortable that way with those sorts of things. So that's really what we're focusing on. And of course, we are always following whatever the local and state guidelines are for that particular time. So while we are planning on doing, all of these different events right now, we understand that unfortunately we may have to cancel these at the last minute. We're really hoping that doesn't happen, but, there is always that caveat.
Well, one of the things that you are providing through the DDA is an information site for folks to go to see what the latest things are, especially as they may evolve, because as many restrictions may get lifted, some of the individual businesses and members may start doing a few things differently as well. Where can they find that information?
They can find all that information on our website. It's downtownmarquette.org. We actually have all of our businesses listed with their hours and their availability as far as like dine-in, takeout, things like that. So you can always check there. We also keep all of our events pages updated there as well. So if you're ever wondering about anything that's happening downtown, just check out our website.
That's Tara Laus McKinney, who is Promotions and Events Coordinator with the Marquette Downtown Development Authority. If you missed any of our interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.